Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
That intro, y'all. Good morning, buenos dias. Wepa. We back, we made it. It's Monday, November 25th. Allie and DZ, you heard the lady. And it's Little Victories, starting in the show, talking about, you know, just something fun, or maybe a spin on a negative, but we catching dubs no matter what. And I know I teased it, and I said, well, my Little Victory might be something dope, and I got a really cool opportunity. And now I get to share that opportunity, because what I was talking about last week, if you were listening on the show, and if not, you got to listen back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. But what I was talking about last week was, I got a call, you know, I'm an in-game host for the Bucks, and really, late last week, they were like, hey, man, would you be down to possibly do the player introductions at Friday's game? And I went, whoa, what? Yes, 100, 1,000, 1 million percent, yes. So my little victory for today is that on Friday last week, y'all, I got to do player introductions for the squad, starting five, intro coach, and it was not just any old kind of style. It was black tie, suited and booted. I had the gold tie, even though they said black tie event. Had the gold tie on, suit jacket going crazy, and the mic came down from the ceiling. Yes, the ceiling is certified surf form, and I put my hand up, and it just magnetically, boom, ooh, like Thor's hammer into my hand, and I said, Milwaukee! And I went crazy. I got chills just thinking about it, y'all. Honestly, it was one of the most surreal experiences. So my little victory today is that on Friday for the NBA Cup game versus the Pacers, I got to do player introductions, and I still don't know what is life, y'all. So appreciate y'all hearing me go on this little rant, but I'm just still thinking about it. And oh, by the way, we 4-0 at the crib right now, baby. We hit the home streak. Let's go!
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
That's right. Good morning, buenos dias, wepa. It's Allie and DZ with the question of the day. And yeah, we getting y'all going. Got to get you up, active, wake your brains up. And even though Allie is not here right now, I'm holding it down. I got y'all. And y'all got me, right? Because today's simple. I mean, the question of the day today is, what'd you do this weekend? It was a long weekend for a lot of us. It was a short weekend for some of us. But y'all know it's Thanksgiving week, so everybody's active. What'd you do this weekend? I know people was doing holiday shopping. Was that you? Y'all know, I mean, as an in-game host for the Bucks, I was out there on the four-game stretch, and we put in four games of work. And now we go on the road for a little bit, come back, and continue to take care of business, right? So my weekend was busy. It consisted of a bunch of games, but something cool that we did as a family this weekend, and shout out to everybody that was out there, everybody that I met, everybody I talked to, it was dope. It was the Holiday Folk Fair International over at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center. Yes, bruh, I didn't know it was like that. It was what they called it, America's premier multicultural festival. And it really did touch on basically everything. They had murals from a bunch of different MPS schools. Shout out to the school that did Colombia, wepa. And then shout out to my wife's school, too. You know, everybody's murals were amazing. All the food. I walked out of there with extras on extras on extras. It was delicious. It was absolutely amazing. And I just wanted to share that with you guys because maybe some of y'all went to the Holiday Folk Fair International. It was a really cool event that I am going to be checking out again. All the kids stuff, all the performers. It was literally everywhere you looked. A perfect hodgepodge, if you will, if I'm using that word correctly. Mix of events, mix of love, mix of culture. You got to learn about every little bit of every little bit of culture around the world. So when you don't get to travel everywhere and everywhere just kind of comes to you, that's what that felt like. It was really, really dope. So yeah, that's what it is. The question of the day. What'd you do this weekend? You could call, you could text, you could leave us those voice notes now. Yeah, if you got the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, right next to the play button, you got the option to leave us a voice note right then and there. You might hear it on air. I don't know, but it's the question of the day. Let's get to it next, y'all.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The question of the day today is simple. What'd you do this weekend? I know it might be busy. Holidays coming up. A lot of things. I mean, it's a fresh start to the week and the short week for some of y'all with Thanksgiving and all that. So, yeah, let's talk. What'd you do this weekend? Got a few people on the line. You know, a couple working towards a theme song. First one up. Y'all done got to know this man pretty well. I mean, we've gotten to know him a little bit better ourselves. Nick in Waukesha. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, guys.
What's good, man? What'd you do this weekend? Talk to me.
Well, it was pretty kind of boring. We just kind of just hung out. But yesterday we went and got stuff for the holidays. You know, I got some big pies from Costco, and I got my daughter a birthday present. So
The big pies, you know, from Costco. Yeah, just get, man. That wasn't boring at all. It was relaxing. That's what that's called, relaxing.
Oh, yeah. So you guys? Oh yeah, I get to sleep. I get to sleep in a lot, so that was good.
What's sleeping in for you? What time is that nowadays, Nick?
Well, for me, I actually woke up around like 7:30, 8 o'clock on Saturday, so that was nice.
Seven. You know, some people in the car going, "Hey, 7:30. Oh my god!"
I love how that's sleeping in. Five on a normal, so I mean, it's okay.
Hey, trust me, I get it. Some people are still looking at you like you're crazy, but I understand, Nick. I understand that 7:30 is sleeping in, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, man, you're a fool, dog. We appreciate you sharing what you did this weekend. Glad it was relaxing. Not boring, relaxing, dog. We'll talk to you soon, all right? What is it? Day two, man. Back on day two.
Day two, yeah. I'm trying to go for that day five, man. Hey. So let's see what we get.
Tomorrow's day three, Poppy. All right, tomorrow's day three. Let's go. All right, I'll let you soon, man. Peace. Have a great day. All right. Well, now, somebody else that, I hate to say it, but got restarted. It's hard to get in, y'all. Kyla Sheboygan, good morning. It's hard to get in and get these theme songs. You know it is.
It is. This is, yes, a very time-consuming thing to try to, it's hard.
Oh, it's a commitment.
You guys got a busy line. It's a commitment.
It really is a commitment, but you got in, so today counts. We gonna get you back on the board.
Right.
Okay? Well, talk to me. What'd you do this weekend, Kyla?
Friday, we had my daughter's first home basketball game for high school.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, it was fun. And then Saturday, my family does like a little secret gift exchange between the siblings on Christmas. So we picked names for who we're going to have this year. And then we saw Wicked this weekend, which it was so good.
Dang, that was
so good.
That was jam-packed. Okay, so let me ask, did y'all win the game? Did your daughter win the game?
They did not. They're one for one this week.
Hey, that's okay.
Yes, that's okay.
We 500.
We can't win them all.
We can't win them all. We can't win them all. What matters is the effort and the drive, the fact that we playing together and as a team, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Now,
it's early in the season.
it's early in the season. Now, you said you saw Wicked on Saturday? Or no, what did you say?
We went last night.
Last night? Ooh, how was Wicked? Yes. I do got to ask. I haven't watched it.
It was so good. And it was kind of nice. We went later last night and it wasn't busy or anything like that. No.
Ooh.
Last night it wasn't. Friday, okay. Saturday, I heard it was very busy here, but... No, last night it wasn't.
Bet. That's a good tip, nice. Maybe. You know, maybe
it was
now,
so good.
This week. Okay, see, and everybody's saying it is good, but everybody was saying that the theaters were packed. So I'm glad you had a low-key experience. That's nice.
And
a good
way to
wrap the weekend. That's cool. Okay, you guys were busy. Busy.
We did have a little bit of a busy weekend.
I'm going to let you get some rest now, okay?
All right.
We'll
have a good day.
Talk to you later. Bye, Kyla.
Bye.
All right, and now somebody that you know him very well, and he actually did put in the work, got his theme song 5 days in a row. The mascot man is Tony and Racine. Tony,
yo, what's going on? Good morning.
What's up, man? Wap, 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 wap. Talk to me.
Oh man! First off, you know, getting a theme song, it's kind of easy. You just got to stay consistent. But
okay, you know that's cap.
I know it's hard. It is hard.
You're a testament that it is possible, though, right?
Consistent. That's all it is.
Consistent. Persistent. Dedicated. And you be dedicating some time to the weekend. So what'd you do this weekend, man? Talk to him.
Oh man! First off, big shout out to South Shore Christmas Parade. They invited us to
the parade yesterday or the other day, and it was amazing.
So South Shore Christmas Parade, what'd you do? You had the mascots out there?
We had four mascots out there walking the parade. It was phenomenal.
What were the characters?
It looked good. The characters, we had Mickey, Minnie, Elf on the Shelf.
Of course.
And Stitch.
Ah, hey, okay. Well, with the new movie.
And it was lit, man. Okay. Oh, man. It was a good time. And, you know, I just found out it's a group of ladies that throw together the entire Christmas parade and get donations and build it themselves. Oh. So I think it's awesome.
Dang, I actually feel like I knew that information, but they be putting together all that kind of work, man, and I ain't taking your shine, man. This is your weekend, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I appreciate the invite. They gave me a call, invited me on, and we joined, and it was awesome. It was a very, very fun time. The weather was perfect, so no complaints there. So shout out to the South Shore Christmas Parade, ladies.
Shout out to that, man, and shout out to you. Appreciate the call, fam.
Thanks. And then I got 90% of all my Christmas decorations done. I decorated for Christmas already. I know people don't want to hear it.
Okay,
but.
Now you bragging, Tony. See, this we were doing good, man. Dang. Hey, yo, I can't believe y'all didn't notice, man. What's wrong with you? Did you know you could win this Paw Patrol VIP experience if you go online right now at 1037kissfm.com? Yeah, I said VIP. Yes, I also said Paw Patrol. Chase, Rubble, the whole gang gonna be there, all of them, literally. And it's not just that, too, because we got a whole lot of other stuff. My most favoriteisto. We got a chance right now online, 1037kissfm.com, for you to win Summerfest U.S. Cellular 9-day power passes. Yes, I said Summerfest, baby. You got a chance to win two of those, by the way. 1037kissfm.com. Okay. Breathe, because now it's time for What Would DZ Do? And somebody's getting exposed. Yep, said what I said. Let's listen.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so I don't know if I'm going to make this worse. I think I'm going to help today, but you know what it is. We're going to hold it down for everybody that writes in. And give them our best advice. And Seth hit us up and said a girl that he likes then exposed him. Whatever that means. We're going to find out. Said a few weeks ago, I confessed my feelings to a girl I work with. We're both in our early 20s and it was nothing crazy. It's not like I wrote her a love song. I just said that I liked her and would be interested in talking more and taking her out. Now, I feel like she basically ignored it and went over my text, so I just went on with my life and forgot about it. Now, suddenly, everyone at work knows about it. Says everyone. Everyone at work knows about it because she's been showing my text and the fact that I liked her, talking to a few coworkers. The wild part is, the people that have approached me about it have said that we would look good together. Yet she hasn't replied to me or mentioned anything about what I said at work. Now, I'm the kind of guy that says what I feel, but I don't like to beat a dead horse and repeat myself over and over for no reason. I get that. I get that, Seth. Okay. Now, he raps and says, I know I have no control over what happened whatsoever, but I feel overwhelmed by the feeling of broken trust and a little regret. Why would she be showing other people the message, and what should I do in this situation? Seth. Boom. Just like that. All right, Seth. Let me say this, man. From the Lincoln Lay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Now that that's out the way, Seth, I'm hearing potential. I'll call me crazy, y'all, but she ignored you maybe because she got a little like flustered at hearing randomly that you liked her. I don't know if it was random. I don't know if y'all had kind of maybe already had some chemistry, some talk, some ooh la la moments where she was possibly feeling the same thing, you know? But I'm not hearing that she just ghosted you, faded you out, and was like, ew, he's ugly, and is now, like, making fun of you. Because that's what I feel like you think is going on. I'm also not saying that's not what is happening, but the fact that people are coming up to you and saying, hey, I think y'all would look cute together, though, you know? Maybe you should ask the people that have been told what she said, what she asked. Because if she's just fielding people's potential or what they think about the situation. It could be that she's just waiting. Maybe she's a little overwhelmed herself. She thinks you cute, and now she wants to know if the office or wherever y'all, I don't know, office, bar, store, wherever y'all work. Y'all are young, so I'm probably a store. Not to sound demeaning at all, but you're young. I don't think you're probably in an office. I'm seeing potential here, for real, Seth. I think that maybe she was taken aback by the fact that you confessed your love or told her you liked her. And she went, oh, my goodness. Oh, well, now, you know, a friend, quote unquote, somebody that I was texting just normally with has expressed that they're interested. Maybe she is a little interested, too, doesn't know what to say, and is just taking it slow. I think it's okay. What I think you do is keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't feel regret, though, because you're saying you feel regret, broken trust. Maybe she's just a little overwhelmed herself. But what do we all think? 414-533-1037. What would DZ do? I'd let this sit. You said you forgot about it. Keep forgetting about it. Ball's in her court now, man. I don't think you want to be too pushy. You don't sound like a pushy person. So now play on, play it. Play on, play her. You just sit and do you. Don't move. Slow motion. Let it come to you. If it's meant to be, it'll be. All those more euphemisms or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, I don't think it's a situation where you got to put yourself out of pocket and continue to say something. Other people already know about it. It's clearly cool that y'all are dating or whatever where you guys work. So, yeah, I see potential, man. I actually think y'all might have something here because she didn't just flat out reject you. She didn't flat out close that. She left the door open, but she also is waiting to take that step through. Let's talk it through together, though. Like, what do you guys think? 414-533-1037. Now, Seth Dunn hit us up and said he feels exposed by a girl he likes. A few weeks ago, he confessed that he wanted to talk a little more with a friend at work, and now she's showing people the message. He feels like there's a broken trust situation, doesn't know what to say, what to think, what should he do, why would she be showing other people the message? I think she's showing other people the message because she's giddy. She's got them butterflies, and she's like, wait, don't tell him, though, don't tell him, right? Is that too childish? I mean, y'all seem young to me, man. You know these youngins don't be knowing how to talk or spit game for real no more, man. 414-533-1037 is the number. We'll take your calls and your texts next. And as a matter of fact, if you download that Odyssey app, we can go ahead and play some of those voice messages, too. Let's get to it. Let's help Seth out.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Nah, I don't think I made this one worse, but that also is enough for me to decide. I just tell you what I think and you go from there. Seth wrote in and said a few weeks ago he confessed his feelings for a girl he works with. They're both young, in their 20s. And it was nothing wild. He just said he liked her, wanted to, you know, get to know her better, take her out. Felt like she ignored him, and he just went about his life and his day, right? Forgot about it. Now, fast forward, they're at work. She's showing people the message, and he's feeling weird about it, going, dang, did I, like, why? Why are you showing people the message, and what should he do in this situation? I told him to sit back, watch the show, and see what evolves. I mean, you can't handle and manipulate the situation in any other way. What's happened has happened. Not like you can take the message back. You can't unsend it. She's already showing people, right? But my advice was, do you, boo-boo, just sit there and let it come to you. Relax. That's not the only advice, though. We got some people on the line. Some may be more inspiring than others, but we're going to find out there. All right, let's start, because we got Adrian on the line. Good morning, Adrian. What's good, bro?
What's going on, DZ? I guess you're solo today, huh?
I am solo. You know what I'm saying? Allie had to take a little time. It's just the holidays are coming up. She's traveling.
Yeah,
she'll be back ASAP, man. That. But I'm not solo, because you're here with me and so are the rest of the listeners, bro. Talk to me.
So, look, listen. They went on a date.
Mm-hmm. No. They didn't. They didn't go on a date. This was all through text. They just worked together. Oh. They just worked together. No date was had. He just expressed interest in taking her on a date.
With that being said, nothing happened.
Nothing. She's just going around sending the message, exposing him, quote unquote. Right.
So then she, man, leaned back. Like I said before, I think we had a similar situation a week ago from another one right near. But, man, go ahead, hon, man. Go do you. Don't worry about her.
Don't get stuck on one. Is that what you're saying?
Never. Because apparently she don't want it, or if she do, she's not saying it. And go do you. Go have fun.
Adrian, go so have fun. I feel like we've got similar advice, but we're disagreeing on the one point where I don't think he should go and just forget about her. I think he just sits back. If he likes her, don't go pursue, right? Don't just go start flirting with other girls at work or forget about her.
No, the ball's in her court. Listen, for one, that's at work, man. That can mess up a lot of stuff. Even if they're not, like, you know, one higher than the other type thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Still awkward, especially if she going around like, oh, hey, look, he sent me this.
Oh, you think she's maybe trying to set him up?
Right.
Oh. Honestly,
leave it alone, man. Move on.
Oh,
don't
you
worry
see,
about
you
it.
Cut it, cut it and forget it. Oh, now
right.
I get what you're saying.
Don't dismiss it. But don't sit there and worry yourself about it neither, man.
Well, but now you got me thinking about if she is just going around trying to maybe set him up in case she just one day feels like going, I don't.
You know what, bro? It ain't even that. It's just don't worry about it. Move on. Don't dismiss it because you don't know what can happen. But at the same time, don't sit there and worry yourself about it.
We got you, Adrian. You sending me down a rabbit hole too now. So I'm like, hold on, we gotta get you off the line, man. You got my gears turning way too much, bro. We'll talk to you later, bro. We'll talk to you later. Peace, fam.
Jeez, all right, man.
Love, dog. He said, "What if it's a setup?" And I went, "Oh my goodness, what if it is?" Well, let's find out. One of our newest theme song members, Emily Milwaukee. Pick so fresh and so clean, little outcast. Morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you heard what Adrian was saying. Not saying it's for sure a setup, but it could be, you know, why she's sending the message. We don't necessarily know, but what do you think about the situation? Talk to me.
I'm going to say, as someone also in my earlier 20s, going towards my mid-20s,
mm-hmm.
if it's been a few weeks and she hasn't said anything to him, but she's clearly seen the message, I don't think that's a good sign for him that it's going to turn into anything like he wants it to.
Okay.
And I think he should probably just move on.
So you don't think she's showing the message to coworkers like, hey, what do you think about Seth? Do you think he's cute? Should I date him? I don't know. I haven't responded. You know how people get all giddy and all weird once somebody all of a sudden expresses interest in you and you weren't expecting it? You feel me?
Yeah, but I feel like a few weeks is a long time ago.
Too much.
Where I think it's more of like a how do I reject him in a nice way, or like how do I do this when I worked with him?
Got
it. Kind of that way versus like a how do I reply saying I like him back.
Oh.
I feel like you're very quick to respond to someone. If it's someone you're like, yeah, I want to date you. Like, I feel like you're going to be quicker than a few weeks at least to
that's true.
Respond to that.
No, that's true. I hear what you're saying. It would have been more like a couple days rather than a couple weeks.
Yeah, if that.
If that. Emily said more like a couple hours, dog. You are tripping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minutes, maybe.
Okay. No, and like you said, you were in the pocket of that age. You're in early 20s heading to those mids, so I believe it. I trust in your words, Emily. Okay, well, so you say cut it. Cut it indeed. Appreciate your call. Have a great day, Emily. We'll talk to you soon.
Have
right?
a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, I mean, she literally said, I'm not in her words, but she said, I'm kind of the girl in the situation. If you want to listen, I don't think it's a good sign, Seth. Okay, well, let's talk to another one of our regulars. One of the OGs, if you will, done earned her theme song a while back. Lisa in Stallywood.
Good morning.
Shout out Stallywood, Lisa. Good morning. Okay, now you're our PI. So what's your private investigation? I tell you about the situation. You heard Emily, you heard Adrian. Now different advice in that situation, but kind of pushing towards the forget it regard. What do you say?
I actually really agree with Emily. Coming from a woman's point of view, mm-hmm. if she was interested, she would have said so by now. She was probably going around going, I can't believe he texted me. What do I do? And she probably had no interest, and that's why she was showing people, because she didn't know how to let him down.
Oh, right. So instead because of going, just no thank you, hell, that's so nice of you, but I'm not interested, I'd be better off as coworkers. Mm-hmm. Now she's exposing him at work and making it awkward. What if he quits his job over this, G?
Oh, well, I don't think he should do that. He should just move on. And there's way more women out there than that one girl at work. And messing with work and love, man, that's no fun, man. That can cause some problems, like somebody else said earlier.
Okay, yeah, no, it could. I think that was Adrian said it could really mess stuff up. You don't mess up your money because you're trying to find a honey.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, so you're agreeing with this. Everybody's kind of saying just forget about it, dang near cut it, like forget the love and move on because she clearly doesn't seem interested.
I mean, he can keep that door open and be nicer, or maybe she'll act differently one day, but honestly, it sounds like she has no interest at this point. Just live your life, man. Go do you.
Live your life. Like we said, man, don't mess up your money chasing the honey. Appreciate you, Lisa.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, it is a little warm in here now. And instant regrets as I sit here solo dolo with Allie not here to back me up for am I the jerk, putting myself in a hot seat. What am I doing? Okay, all right. Well, I already said it, so let's set it and forget it, and let's just say what it is. Now, I might be the jerk, or I might not be the jerk. That's up to y'all to decide, because my mother's been planning a move for, I don't know, probably over a month now, maybe going on two, and hasn't really had a definitive date to when she's going to move, right? So she's been talking, saying, hey, I'll let you know if you can, you know, help me move that day. That'd be great if you're available. Said, of course, OG. I got you, Mom. No question. Like, duh. Fast forward to now, last week, my mom hits me up and goes, hey, I'm moving on the 30th. And I go, all right, cool. Well, good to know. It's coming up, like in a couple days. But, okay, let me see. Let me check my schedule. I go, check my schedule. Dang, I'm already scheduled to work. I mean, and I'm scheduled to work a game, too. It's a home game at that. You guys know, you know, I'm at Fisler Forum, so I'm locked in for those days. Those are longer days than normal. Game time is later, but don't mean that's I'm showing up for game time. I don't pull up ready to go. We got rehearsals. We got things. Yeah, I'm there for a good part of my day, man, and we have to be. So I'm already on the clock, and now my mom is trying to get me to come help her move. I don't know if I even have the ability to double up, help her move, and still work. So I guess the question is, am I the jerk if I tell my mom I can't help her move? I should add for context, she's not hiring movers. I'm the hired help here. You know what I'm saying? I'm the son that's going to come pull up and with my little sister help my mother move from one house to another. And when I say me and my little sister, I mean me. I'm going to be the one lifting the heavy stuff. All of that. So I don't know, man. I'm going to just open it up to y'all because I'm at this crossroads of I'm in a different mode in life. I'm grinding. I'm working. I'm busy. You know, I live, not in the same state. And my mother does need help. Now, I always do pride myself on being there for family and trying to make it work. But this is such short notice, man. And we've been waiting to find out. I don't know if she just found out herself. I mean, I'm sure she probably had been waiting. And when she heard, she let me know. But I'm going to tell y'all for real, she might have known for a day or two before she called me and let me know now. And me thinking of that and having that in my consciousness leads me to go, all right, now, do I put myself at a, what do I call it? Do I put myself on a downhill or technically an uphill and try to figure it out, you know, switch with somebody at work or something or tell them I can't come in or what? Or do I just tell my mom, hey, no, I'm sorry. You're going to have to figure this out on your own. 414-533-1037. Calls, texts. I mean, let me just take a peek and see. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Somebody already said, DZ, you the jerk. I regret to say it. Well, I don't like how this is looking already. You know what? We're just going to take your calls and your texts next. You can also leave us a voice note on the Odyssey app. Am I the jerk if I tell my mother I can't help her move because it's too short notice and I'm already scheduled to work? Now, she doesn't have much help. I will say that. I think maybe a friend or two of hers are going to come by and give her a hand, but I'm the main man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the muscles in the family, so the lines are lit up. Okay, let's go.
The
jerk. 103.7 KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, this one got y'all on one today. The texts are hot. The calls are hot. These messages, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, man. There's too much going on. It's a lot. And I'm solo dolo because Allie ain't here to back me up, bro. So let's see what it is, because the first few texts coming in do say jerk. One of them saying, oh, this is the most recent one saying, she's your mother. You help by all means. If you can't be there physically, then you find someone who can. You help her with resources. This is part of your responsibilities as an adult child. And okay, I can receive that, right? You know, maybe there is something else that I can't be doing, but this is am I the jerk? And the question is, am I the jerk if I tell my mom that I just straight up can't help her? You know, I can't. I'm busy. I'm at work. I'm already scheduled. And no, I'm not switching, right? Like, we're not there yet. But talk to me, y'all. What do you guys think? We got somebody on the line. Y'all have heard her a couple times. No theme song yet, but it is difficult, as we know. Jennifer and Brown Deer, good morning.
Good morning, DZ. How's it going?
It's going, it's going. I don't know why I did this to myself without any backup, but here we are. Am I the jerk if I tell my mom I can't help her on the 30th?
You got some backup in me, DZ. No, you're not the jerk.
Okay.
I truly feel, listening to the show, you're a good man. You're a good son. You're a good husband, a good father.
I appreciate
that. You're not saying no. You're not saying I don't want to help. You're saying I cannot help. I'm scheduled for work. I got responsibilities. If last minute that you're giving me a date, if we can move the date, you can help. Like someone else mentioned, if you can find some resources, maybe help her out with getting some movers if it has to be on that day, but you're not available that day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not telling her, I don't want to, you know, I can't.
Okay.
There's
okay.
A difference.
No, there is a difference. It's not saying I don't want to, but it's also saying now I have to then try to find somebody to switch with me at work. And I'm saying that's not possible, right? Like, I'll be honest, I did find somebody that could take care of my shit for me and cover me on that day, and just I just don't know, man, because that makes me then the guy that is always there, always going, always gonna, you know, put my stuff to the side and help, right? I'm now that guy. And I know I've been that guy, but if I do end up switching this shift, this only continues to solidify the fact that I'm gonna drop everything when family calls, no matter what it is. And I don't know if that's the right way to live. I hate to say it like that, because y'all know I am a family man, and after you saying you holding me down, saying not the jerk, like, if I do end up having somebody cover this shift, am I the bad guy? Am I the jerk if I'm like, you know what? Nah, I'm still trying to work. Forget that, man. I'm not going to help my mom out. Am I the bad guy then?
That makes it slightly different. I mean, you know, if you're, because then that makes it, then I don't want to, because then that makes you able to, mm-hmm. and you're choosing not to. Mm-hmm. So that does make it a little bit different. a little bit. But
well,
I
no, let, let me,
the money, if there's a situation.
Let me get you off the line and, before you change your answer. Nope. Bye, Jennifer. Have a good day. You already said not
no,
the jerk.
I'm
you can't change
my answer. You're not the jerk, DZ. You're not.
Nah, thank you.
Have a good day.
You have a good day. We're going to get to the rest of these lines. Love back. Peace. Okay. Hey, you heard her say not the jerk first, so she locked that one in. Now, let's see what the next answer is locked in. We've got Amber in Milwaukee. Good morning, Amber. How we doing today?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. We're still trying to figure this out. You know, am I the jerk is a little warm this morning, but we get into it. What do you think, for real?
You weren't the jerk until you said something along the lines of, Mom, you're just going to have to figure it out. Then you became the jerk.
Okay. I hear you. All right.
She asked you to help. You said, yeah, you know, I can help. If my schedule's clear, I got to check my schedule. Your schedule wasn't clear. I think the least you could do is help her find somebody to move her. Hire some movers for her. Call an extra family.
Now I got to hire a mover? how did that happen?
I mean, if it was my mom, I'd bend over backwards. I'd do anything for my mom. If my mom couldn't make it to help her move, I would feel almost obligated to at least pitch in half for
some movers or something. Honestly, I even considered hitting up some of my old homies from high school and being like, hey, the OG needs some help. I'm calling in a favor. I can't be there. Can you pull up with the truck? Because you don't have many trusted people like that, especially when it's moving and you don't want to hire movers. I'll tell you right now, my mom is cheap. She ain't going to want to hire no movers, hence why she's hitting up her son. All right, but no, I'm not trying to sway you. You already said jerk. We're split. I appreciate your call. I'm taking no offense. I promise, Amber. I promise.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. All right. Well, 50-50, but I'm not feeling terrible. I'm receiving everybody's words. I appreciate everybody's say, and I guess we got the tiebreaker on the line, and it's going to be Marion today. Good morning, Marion. Calling out of Fredonia.
Good Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to figure this out. Now, you heard me kind of break it down, give you a little bit more of an elaboration as to all of the things going on. Because this is real time. You know, I'm texting my mom now, trying to talk to her and get this figured out. Really. So what do you think? Am I the jerk? Am I not the jerk?
I'm going to say you're not the jerk.
Ooh, okay.
I am a mom with kids, and we moved about a year and a half ago, and you have to remember they have lives. They have families, they have kids, they have jobs. When I needed their help, I had to talk to them and say, hey, what day works for you? You're helping me.
So you have adult kids that are like on their own, doing their own thing now.
Yes.
Got you. Do they live close at least?
They do.
Okay.
They do. But I have to remember they have their jobs and things. So when I need their assistance, I ask, like, hey, what works for you?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. No, not the jerk.
So, yeah, cause, honestly, there wasn't a lot of coordination. And as far as asking for help, my mom just kind of set the day and said, hey, can you? Will you pull up? And I'm like, okay, all right. Sounds good. Let me see.
Asked you. She knows you'll help her. She should have said, hey, what day works for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well,
all right.
I feel validated. Yes. Yes, Marion. I appreciate you. Not the jerk. You go ahead and thank your adult kids for me. And thank you as well, man. Yes. Have a great day, Marion.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Take care. Cool. That works that out. All right. I was getting a little nervous for a second. Yeah. Now a few of the not the jerk texts are coming in. Someone said, so DZ, you're not the jerk, and we're going to need a follow-up on your decision. Oh, I ain't think about that. I ain't realize I was going to have to give you guys a follow-up. Okay. Anyway. Oh, I can't hear y'all. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Ali and DZ. Buenos dias. Wepa. Good morning. Now, y'all know Ali is out on vacation. She had to go take some time. Her and the boys on a trip. They jet setting. She'll be back. But I'm going to hold it down in the meantime. And y'all been holding it down with me. Like we said, and like you guys should know, you guys can always call, text. You guys know that. But the dope new feature that me and Ali love, man. These voice messages, these voice notes you guys be leaving. I mean, y'all are top tier A1, day one. For real, we love them. I mean, I kind of want to play a few, but I don't know how much time I got. So let me try to sneak one in real quick right now, man. Because, you know, I got to do a little braggadocious, braggy, especially when we get some cool ones like this. So please, send them when you can, if you can, and we're going to play them just like these.
Hey, Ali and DZ, it's Sherry.
And Mason.
Go Bucks!
Run up in the standings. Milwaukee.
We love you, Ali and DZ.
We love y'all back, man. That's just one of many in there. Now, let me just sneak a couple in, right? So, man, you guys can always do that. What you do is you have the Odyssey app downloaded, and then in the Odyssey app, once you're there, Ali and DZ, you're playing, you're listening, right? Next to the play buttons, there's going to be a leave us a message option. Could be a little microphone icon. All you do, press that, and bam. Send it to us. We get those direct and we get to play them. You know, you guys get to share your experience. I know it's hard to get in sometimes, whether it's, you know, your text to read or your call to get to. So that's a wonderful way for you guys to be able to share your experience with us and us be able to then connect with you guys further. So appreciate those. Love those. Shout out to the homie Mason. Keep those coming, y'all. We love them. 103.7 KISS FM. Zally and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. The reminder set, man. Y'all already know. Go online if you guys want to win some very cool things for the family. 1037kissfm.com. Could be 2 Summerfest U.S. Cellular 9-day power passes. Yes. Nah, why did I feel like I was Big AJ and Big Justice just now with the way I said that? 2 Summerfest U.S. Cellular 9-day power passes. Boom! If you know, you know. If you don't, oh, I'm jealous of you because now I wish that wasn't in my algorithm, but it is, man. All it took was one click. All right, now, you guys know that we are now accepting voice notes on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, me and Ali's favorite new feature where you guys can drop us a note, tell us what you think, join in on the show. As you guys have told us and as we are already aware of, it's hard to call. It's hard to get in. People trying to get a theme song, that's hard. And then you're just trying to call in general, that's even harder. And then you get the text, they look all funky. So we went, man, you know what? Let's hold the people down to make sure they can get their voice heard no matter what. And I feel like it's only right that I play this because on the back end of Am I the Jerk, which I was not the jerk today, we had somebody give us a note. We had Miss Hannah and Grafton drop one. So let me play this real quick for you guys. Take a listen.
Good morning. I say not the jerk. If she lives out of state and she also gave you really late notice, especially around holiday time, there's only so much you can do with that. Also, we all know, like, when you're scheduled to work, it's really hard to get yourself taken off that schedule, especially when you have kids and a family and bills to pay. So I say not the jerk.
That's right. A little honorary answer for you right there, because if you missed it, you're going to have to listen back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, the same place. You go ahead and leave us a voice note at. You see what we did there? Makes sense. Ali and DZ on demand. Keep those voice notes coming. We love it, y'all. We just love y'all. I mean, do we got to say that? Yeah, we do. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Ali's out for a little bit. Going to spend some time with the family for the holidays. But I'm holding you down and y'all are holding me back. Let's continue to do that, okay? Because with the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, favorite holiday, all-time greatness, that is the food fest on Thanksgiving. I've never in my life fathomed of going somewhere else. Never thought to go to a buffet, never thought to go to a nice restaurant, never thought that it was going to be a meal not in somebody's home. For whatever reason, being raised, I just thought we were eating at somebody's house or at our own house. And then all of a sudden, last week, we're sitting here, me and a homie Allie, we're talking, and in comes Sarah from Pottawatomie and starts talking about how they got the Canal Street Cafe and the Dream Dan Steakhouse doing Thanksgiving buffets on Thanksgiving over at Pato. And I went, huh? The who the what now? Now, mind you, I've heard of, you know, New Year's buffets, Christmas buffets, but Thanksgiving, for whatever reason, in my heart, was a holiday that you spent in somebody's home. Maybe it's the thankful aspect of it where you're giving thanks and you go around the table and share things. Or maybe I felt like the food was supposed to be home cooked for it to be a genuinely good Thanksgiving meal. I couldn't tell you what my reasoning was, but now I'm getting older and learning about it and going, bro, I'm trying to hit Canal Street Cafe, man. What? What? And I will pay $45 for a meal that I don't got to cook. I will pay $80 if I'm trying to hit the Dream Dan Steakhouse and have a steak. What? Don't tempt me. And it got me really going, wow, people don't cook. And it opened up the world of why. And then the questions of how did you grow up? Did you grow up doing this? Did you make a decision in life to go, you know what, I'm not cooking anymore? Was it the fact that somebody in your family couldn't throw down in the kitchen, but y'all still wanted to make a special event out of it? And then I got to thinking, bro, where are the best buffets in the city? So realistically, for anybody with experience that maybe does eat out on Thanksgiving or prefers to not be at a home or in a meal, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you as to why this is the move, why you prefer to do this, and also where you be going, because I need to start making a little short list. I might be joining the gang. I might join the club. I don't know if we want to be cooking all the time. I know I don't necessarily want to cook every Thanksgiving. I know my mom doesn't want to cook every Thanksgiving. I know my wife doesn't want to cook every Thanksgiving. I know my wife's mom doesn't want to. Man, it gets tiring. It's a lot. Some people are already over it, and it hasn't even happened. So if you are one of these people that prefers to just be no mess, no fuss, let's go to the buffet, let's go to a restaurant, let's go eat somewhere, I want to hear from you right now. 414-533-1037. Where do you go and why do you go? What made you do this? And again, where do you go? I need to know. We're going to take your calls, your texts, and we're going to see if we can play some of your voice messages next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. And we're talking about these Thanksgiving buffets. This is a new world, a new experience for me. I've always been the guy that thinks Thanksgiving is at the crib. Homemade rolls, homemade stuffing. Well, maybe not homemade stuffing, but you know what I mean. Everything's coming out the pan and we're all grabbing, wearing our best fits to go nowhere, to hang out with family, right? That's what it is. But no, some people don't. And I'm realizing that I might want to be them people at one point in time. I asked, if you go somewhere else, where do you go and why, basically? And some texts are coming in going, honestly, I don't want to deal with having to cook a large meal at home with everything afterwards, with cleaning, the convenience of just having food there and then being able to go do whatever we want afterwards. Interesting. I mean, it's not like you can't go hang out, do whatever you want either way, right? Somebody else said it's much less stress. Okay, so kind of echoing the same thing. Ooh, oh, this one makes a lot of sense. Someone said, it's about the food. Professional chefs cooking meals versus me messing up the mac and cheese. No, thank you. Okay, I get it. I get it. All right. Well, let's see. What's this text say? Ah, someone said a lot of people go to private clubs, golf clubs, social clubs, downtown, especially in the Wisconsin-Milwaukee area. Ah, okay. Bet. Well, let's get to these lines since we got the homie on the line. Got the one and only, one of the OGs, Miss Racine the Queen. Amanda in Racine.
Oh, hail the queen.
Wepa, bend the knee.
Yeah, right?
No, yeah, good morning. Good morning, Amanda. Holla at me. So, wait, do you cook Thanksgiving? Do you guys do Thanksgiving at home? What do you guys do? I don't think I know.
Okay, well, normally my mother-in-law cooks for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then normally, she lives across the street from our local family bar.
Ah.
Shout out to Neighborhood Bar.
Shout out to them. You know who you are.
But normally we eat and then we just go head over to the bar.
So it's one of the, like, you guys have a tradition where you go over, hang out, eat, but then nobody hangs out at the house. Everybody goes across the street to the bar after?
Yeah, we normally just go to the bar after.
Okay, now have you guys ever done the buffet thing? Because this is throwing me for a loop for real.
I have. One year, you remember Old Country Buffet?
I do.
I loved Old Country Buffet. Mm-hmm. One year we did that for Thanksgiving and I missed them, man. I want them bad.
I'm sure there's other buffets that can hold it down. Okay, but now, what was it for you guys as far as just going to the buffet or, you know, preferring to do that rather than cooking in? Because cooking in, that's the part of the tradition for me.
Yeah, I mean, my mom didn't want to cook that year, so we just all went to the buffet.
Okay.
So that was really her, like, being lazy, I guess.
All right, well, and then what are you guys doing this year? I'm assuming you guys are going to the in-laws, right?
Yeah, we're going to the in-laws. They have the Packer game on Thursday, though, for Thanksgiving.
Yep, they sure do.
What we're doing is we're doing something at home. We're doing pulled chicken and Bob's on the mashed potatoes.
Ooh, oh, snap. Now, listen, yeah. Now I'm getting hungry. All right, Amanda, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to you later. Get back to cooking or whatever you were doing.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Bye.
You do. Thank you. Bye. All right. You guys are making sense, man. You guys are really making sense. A few more texts coming in. Man, we're running out of time. I'm sorry. We're going to get to all the calls, bro. We're going to get there. But, yeah, some of the other texts say that we've started a new tradition of just going to the movies this year. This year, we're going to see Moana 2. Oh, that's a whole nother spin. Maybe. Okay, maybe. That's the question of the day tomorrow. I don't know. Okay, now y'all got my gears turning as far as what we can talk about, because what are other traditions? I was thinking buffets. Man, now y'all are blowing my mind. You just going to the movies? Some people probably don't do anything and just say, yeah, today's just a day where we're lazy, we're chilling, we're sleeping. It's a nap day. Now, do I think y'all are crazy? Maybe a little bit, but I'm going to say it to your face. No, I respect it. Wow. All right. Oh, I got to put y'all on game. Somebody just said a good place to go eat. They said, Coach's Pub and Grill on 13th is going to be serving Thanksgiving dinner from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the menu is going to be turkey, stuffing, everything going on for like $20. $19.90. Hey, hashtag not an ad, but it should be. You can go get your food for $20. That sounds like a cheap option right there, and they probably work over at Coach's Pub and Grill, so shout out to them for the free promo, because that's what it is, man. Okay, now some other texts are coming in saying the Packing House, the Pfister Hotel also does a Thanksgiving brunch buffet in their ballroom 11 to 3. Ah, we got options. See, appreciate y'all holding me down. I knew I could count on y'all.